Welcome to Embracing the Muse. I'm your host, Sally Jean Fox, the author of Meeting the Muse After Midlife. And I'm on a quest to discover and understand how we can live our richest, most meaningful, and creative lives at any age, and especially as we age. And I'll be interviewing island creatives to discover what they can share with us about the highs and lows, ups and downs, and possibilities of living and sustaining a creative life. I'm so excited today to meet a new friend for the first time here in the studio, Kelly Godell, who's the artistic director of DramaDoc, our wonderful island community theater. And I met some of the team that is behind DramaDoc at the Strawberry Festival, because everybody was out in the street excited, sharing about the new production of Rent that's coming up, and telling me I had to interview Kelly, which of course I jumped on because I was so excited to meet her. So Kelly, thank you so much for coming in.
It is my pleasure to be here. Excited to talk to you.
And just before we started, you began to tell me about your artistic path, which, as I understand, began as a child.
So yes.
What was your route into acting and directing?
Yeah, my journey has been a long one. I started as a small girl, was always interested in singing and dancing and performance. And I had very supportive parents who put me out on stage and let me do my thing. And it was really where I found my true calling and my identity. And really, my artistic home was in the theater. It always felt like coming home to me. And so I pursued it through all of my life, really. It took me to New York and to LA, and as an equity actor and a SAG-AFTRA actor, and have had a wonderful career. I also have a production company where I've made feature films. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've
had an
expansive, lovely career, and it has just been a wonderful place for me, really, as a human being on this journey.
Fantastic. Your parents didn't go, Kelly, that could be a kind of hard path.
They were just pretty darn wonderful. They could see that it was my passion, and they could see that I had a real calling and knack for it. And yeah, they were always supportive.
Sweet. What brought you? So you were in New York, you were in LA, kind of epicenters mm-hmm. of the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Vashon?
Yeah, great question. So eventually I left LA and I moved to Portland, and I lived in Portland, Oregon for quite some time. And I was mostly a stage actor there. And then after the pandemic, I was filming my second feature film here in Seattle, and was like, I think it might be time for a change. And so I left Portland, moved to West Seattle. And after some time in West Seattle, my husband and I said, you know, Vashon Island seems very cool, and we should consider relocating over there. We have some young kiddos, and this is the perfect place to raise children. And so we made the jump.
Did anybody tell you what a creative venue we're living in?
You know what's crazy? I had no idea.
No.
I had no idea. We would drive around the island, and I saw Vashon Center for the Arts, and I always thought, wow, that building is gorgeous, and I really hope to work there at some point. It just is such a fantastic hub, it seemed. And once I got here, I realized that there is a treasure trove of artistic energy bustling in Vashon.
So. And talent.
Yeah, and talent.
It's
exceptional
amazing.
Talent.
Yeah. Exceptional talent. And sometimes I get amazed because it's like in the woodwork, there are the people that you see out front, which are great, you know, and then they're the ones who you find out, oh, you did that, or you came from there, or you did this. And people are just people.
Yes.
You know, they're just living their life on Vashon, but it's amazingly, and a lot in the acting.
Yeah.
Entertainment yes. industry as well.
Gosh, I was telling somebody recently, it's like a creative vortex on Vashon Island. And it's really so cool. And it is. It's like you would never know that your neighbor happens to be this incredible artist with just deep roots in their
yeah.
trajectory. So it's a very fortuitous place.
I know. I've learned my mantras. Never assume that you know somebody's background, because they might be they might be serving you at a restaurant, but they carry years of theatrical experience.
Yes, know? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Never judge a book by its cover. You never know.
Never know. So how did the marriage with DramaDoc, how did you, what an amazing combo.
Yes.
How did that happen?
What a great question. I had started working at Vashon Center for the Arts, directing their teen musical program, which my daughter is involved in. And Gay Detzer is works out of that space as well. And she came and saw The Sound of Music that I had directed. And at that time, they were looking for a director for Sister Act, which was the summer musical from last year. And Gay Detzer said, would you be interested in directing this? And I said, gosh, yeah, sure, why not? And so I jumped on board, and it was a wonderful union, and we all fell instantly in love. And the opportunity to take over as artistic director came up, and I said, you know what? Sure. I'd love to give it a whirl.
How lucky we are. How lucky we are. So you had done directing before?
I had, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And I would assume that being artistic director is not a full-time job, but you continue your own acting and creative work and take time off for great performances in other places.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So tell me what's the world of community theater? Because you've been in New York, you've been in LA, you've done professional productions. It doesn't feel small to be in community theater?
You know, great question. DramaDoc doesn't necessarily run like a community theater in the sense that we have actors that we hire and they get paid a stipend.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. So it actually isn't predominantly community theater in the sense of the word, but it is community theater in the sense that everyone is invited to the table and that you could have your postman who you see delivering your mail also up on stage dazzling you with their incredible acting chops and prowess. Yeah. So Liz Shepard asked me this question when we were doing the 50th anniversary gala. And I said, it doesn't feel small to me at all. Wherever you are, there you're at. Mm-hmm. And these actors who are in the room are as talented as any that I've worked with in New York.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
LA. Yeah.
That's great to hear. Yeah. Plus, you know, I know as someone who has been on stage a little, mostly as a speaker, you get the vibe when an audience is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people come to the theater on the side of the performers here. It's not like, oh, let's all be critical because, you know, what's going to be the best show in New York? It's like, these are our people.
Yes.
These are our neighbors.
It's community in that
it's
sense.
Community.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I love that ability to show up and absolutely be rooting for the people who are on stage, and you can feel that energy in the room.
And I bet the actors feel it.
Oh, 100%. Actually, we just did Anthropology, and I had the privilege of being in Anthropology that was directed by Stephen Stern for us at DramaDoc. And the energy in the room from the audience was electric. They were as much a player in the performance as the actors on stage.
Yeah.
And that is a true gift.
Yeah, I can totally feel that, which is making me so excited about what's coming next. So how do you choose your repertoire for the season, and how did you choose Rent?
Great question. So in general, I try to stick to a format that gives us one straight play or drama in the beginning of the season, followed by a zany comedy for your second show of the season, followed by a big multi-generational musical.
Wow.
In the summer, a true summer stock experience.
Yeah.
And so that's the model that I follow, and that's the model that I followed for most of my professional directing career. And then it comes to the community, it comes to the board of directors, and to myself in play selection. And we talk about which plays are relevant, which plays speak to our audience base and our subscriber base, which plays resonate with us personally. And we have a big conversation and discussion about it. I did the 50th anniversary gala, and I polled some of the community members and asked, you know what, I'm relatively new to the island. What do you want to see here? What would be meaningful for you for your 50th anniversary of DramaDoc? I mean, that's a really big deal. 50 years of being a thriving theater company is no small feat, especially in this political and economical climate that we're in.
Oh, yes. Just to survive
the
last 10 years.
Yes, yes. Surviving the pandemic. I mean,
okay.
all of the trials and the tribulations. So it's no small feat, and really trying to listen to the pulse and the heartbeat of the community of what is it that would be meaningful for you to see.
Oh, that's so good. And again, and that speaks to community, because to be listening like that, not just what do I want to pull in from somewhere, But what are people hungry for?
Yes. What would be resonant for you in this moment in your life and in this moment in time?
Yeah.
And one of the shows that kept coming up was Rent.
Well, I want to hear about that. I'm speaking today with Kelly Godel, who is the artistic director of DramaDoc. Kelly, how did you come to Rent?
Rent has been in my life and in my heart for many, many years.
Yeah.
Like most young theater kiddos, I fell madly, passionately in love with Rent when I was in high school. And it surfaced in a time of my life where I really wanted connection. I really wanted community. I was hungry for it. And I was on the precipice of adulthood. And yeah. It just found me and it spoke to me and it moved me. And it inspired me to move to New York and to really take this big leap of faith. The no day but today, it just really was powerful. It meant so much to me.
Yeah.
And so I have had this long love affair with the storyline and the people and this idea that there is continuous adversity. There is continuous heartache and strife and division.
Yeah.
And we are only as good as the company that we keep. We are all better together than on our own.
Oh my God. You're giving me chills. I just wrote an article I do a weekly Substack, and it was based on Strawberry Festival and walking down the street selling tickets for VOV. And I came up with this whole thing. We can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. We can only do it together, whether it's keeping our cultural activities alive or navigating this crazy world. We can't do it alone. And Rent takes us into the heart of that.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
You give me tears, too, because I remember hearing the story of Jonathan Larson. He was the playwright, right?
Yes.
And his own life had a certain drama to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And he never got to see Rent.
He did not. It's just so heartbreaking. It's almost too much to take.
Yeah,
I was telling somebody recently, they say, how does that impact you that Jonathan Larson created this beautiful masterpiece and he never got to see it come to fruition? And I just kept thinking, we're just lighting a candle for him.
Yeah,
his memory and continuing to let that light shine.
Nobody can see, but I have tears in my eyes right now. Because I know, I think Lin-Manuel Miranda took that candle.
Yes.
And it's lighting his path because he was so inspired by Jonathan Larson that then he brought Tick Tock Boom, one of Larson's productions, to the screen and gave it an ending that Larson, of course, couldn't give it because Larson didn't know what was going to happen.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So who's the cast? Who are we looking forward to seeing?
Well, we've got a lot of wonderful island talent that people will be excited to see up on stage. We have seasoned DramaDoc alumni, Erica Strandberg, who did her very first show in 1999. She did a play or a musical alongside her mother, if I recall correctly.
Wow.
She's also our costume designer and is absolutely fantastic. We have a return from PLU, Vanessa Bossi, who was in Sister Act last year, who's coming on. We have Zoe Wilson, who grew up here on the island, as well as her dad, Matt Wilson, which if you get to know me, I am a sucker for this type of casting. I love to see a father, daughter, a mother, daughter, a sister duo. It's so special to be able to share the stage with your family.
And
it creates a very meaningful memory and journey. And Zoe is incredibly talented in going to school in New York. So eventually she's going to be a big famous actor out there on her own. And this might be the last time they get to share a stage. So
oh my goodness.
That will be very cool. Hale Quackenbush is starring as Mark Cohen. He's also a longtime Vashon resident and people will remember all of his work.
Yeah.
Who else is in the cast? Leonard Sue, who's phenomenal, was also in Sister Act. I have
Brooke. It's a big cast.
It's a huge cast. Yes, it's a very big cast. Meg Thompson. I have rattled down my list. A gentleman named Roger Sinclair, who's off island. Ethan Jarvik. Gosh, I wish I had my cast list right now.
No, we'll apologize to the ones that you missed. But just, you know, for me, I don't recognize all the names, but I can tell it's going to be great. Are you in Are you in rehearsal
right now? We are in rehearsal, yes. We are deep in it. We are in our second week, and we are grinding along. So it is a very fun time to be in the rehearsal room. This is when the actors are getting their music down, and they're starting to take some very fun, creative risks, and we're starting to create the world.
Where do you rehearse?
We rehearse in the band room at Vashon High School, which is a great space to be in. We're very lucky to have them as a resource on the island.
How wonderful. Has Drama Doc always performed at Vashon Center for the Arts, or do you also use the high school?
Yeah, great question. We try to share the wealth on that. So the game plan is to do one show at O Space, one show at Vashon High School, and one show at Vashon Center for the Arts.
Oh, so interesting.
Yes. My trajectory is to make sure that I am supporting all of the organizations on the island in order to be a good collaborator and partner. And so,
and I bet you collaborate, you know, with the other theatrical organizations, because there sometimes people can go, well, okay, what's the Vashon rep versus Drama Doc versus, I think there are a couple of other startup. Is it copacetic? Does everybody collaborate? Or
100%. Yes, 100%. It's like we have a wonderful group of artists who all want to work in and all want to create something magical for our community. And so we share people, we share resources. The Vashon Repertory Theater Youth Director is in Rent right now. I'm doing intimacy coordinating for their teen musical Cabaret. Steven Stern from Ghost Boat Theater directed Anthropology. So we are all sharing and just trying to create something very viable. You know, as I said before, we're only as good as all of us. If we're all winning, then we're all thriving.
I love that, because in certain artistic venues, there's this competitiveness. You know, everybody has to compete for an agent, compete for the possibility of an audition, compete, which is part of the world. But, you know, it's so great when people can support each other.
100%. Yeah. You know, competition is something I think about often in the world of theater, in the world of film and television. And what I always tell my students is that we're really only in competition with ourselves.
Yeah.
And we are there to be team players. We are there to lift one another up. We can't do it without the entire collective group.
Yeah.
And as long as you're doing your very best, that's the only competition that you'll ever have.
Yeah. And then you can get inspired by stories like Jonathan Larson, who wasn't instantly recognized.
Exactly.
And had to keep rising up and rising up and almost making it, not quite making
it. Falling back down. Yeah. 2 steps forward, 4 steps back. I mean, that's the journey, right? That's the journey of the artist.
Yeah. And then you leave your little light. And that's all you can do.
That's it.
Yeah. So you're not announcing yet what's in the
next? We're not.
Oh.
I know. We're so close. I did this last year during Sister Act as well. I like to try to wait, and then I'll do the next season announcement on our opening night.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, so that's great. So let's give people the dates, because I saw the... I got an email today that tickets are on sale.
They are on sale. It's very exciting. The dates are August 19th through the 23rd. Our show runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. And you can find tickets at our website, www.dramadoc.org.
Thank you. And it's general admission? Is that it? No, or selected seats?
It's general admission, yeah. Free seating.
And I noticed that you also had a price category that would allow people who can't afford to go to the theater.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
So we have a fantastic grant opportunity, the For Culture grants, that allow for a sliding scale ticket or reduced ticket for $8 and or free.
Oh my gosh.
So there is opportunity for anyone to come out and be a part of the experience. We are nothing without our audience being in the room to witness with us and to be held alongside of us. That's where the magic happens.
And what do people have to do? Because sometimes it can be kind of awkward asking for a discounted ticket. Do they have to show their income taxes for 3 years?
Absolutely not. It's literally so easy. It's all anonymous and on the internet. You would just click.
You just ask.
You don't have to ask at all. You just have to click the box and then you do the checkout.
Yeah.
It's very self-directed.
Very self-directed. On the other hand, for those who have more means, I'm sure you're also inviting donations.
Yes. Yes, exactly. As a small nonprofit organization, we will always be canvassing and accepting donations for anyone who believes in our mission and believes in the work that we're creating.
Yeah, and I think we have a great island here of people who can contribute so much. And it's really nice to think that contributions are really investments in the future. It's investments in what kind of island do we want?
Yes.
And how do you want to use your precious money to keep something alive that might not be possible otherwise?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Investing in the future, investing in our youth, investing in our neighbor.
Sweet. Well, you're a great spokesman. Anything for you personally on the horizon? Are there any acting gigs or productions yet? Or are you taken up with this?
I am so deep in this right now. I am living and breathing Rent. So this is my focus for right now.
Boy, it's so exciting. But thank you for making time, because I know you're deep in it right now. But I am so excited. So I hope people feel that. Get your tickets soon. It's going to sell out, right?
It's going to sell out. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you bringing me on and having the opportunity.
You're
to
welcome.
Get to
meet
you.
And you will be invited back, and invite yourself back when you have that announcement to make.
I will. I promise.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to being back soon and bringing you another conversation with an island creative who can show you how it's possible to embrace your muse and live your richest and most creative life. Till then, thanks for joining us, and thanks to Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, for hosting this show. I'm your host, Sally Fox, and I look forward to being with you soon.